Man, Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Only a couple of months ago, the UK Prime Minister Theresa May was making it pretty clear that the Brexit deal she had struck with the EU was as good as it was going to get.
If people think somehow there's another negotiation to be done, that's not the case. This is the deal. It's the result of what has been tough and difficult negotiations over a significant period of time. And as has been said, this is the deal that is on the table. This is the best possible deal. It's the only possible deal.
As we now know, that deal failed spectacularly in the Parliament. And overnight, Westminster has been doing more work on that deal by suggesting amendments to it. And Theresa May has been suggesting that she is planning to go back to the EU and reopen negotiations.
I will never stop battling for Britain, but the odds of success become far longer if this House ties one hand behind my back. So I call on the House to give me the mandate I need to deliver a deal this House can support. Do that and I can work to reopen the withdrawal agreement. Do that and I can fight for a backstop that honours our commitments to the people of Northern Ireland in a way this House can support. Do that and we can leave the EU with a deal that honours the result of the referendum. So the time has come for words to be matched by deeds. If you want to tell Brussels what this House will accept, you have to vote for it. If you want to leave with a deal, you have to vote for it. If you want Brexit, you have to vote for Brexit.
So here's the strategy. Last time, Theresa May went to the EU, got a deal, but couldn't get it through the Parliament. This time, Theresa May wants to approve a deal before going to the EU to restart negotiations. The theory is that a no-deal Brexit would be bad for both sides, and if they go to the EU with a pre-approved plan, then the EU might give them some concessions on the Northern Ireland backstop in order to avoid that no-deal Brexit. So, Theresa May is asking the House to back an amendment put forward by her allies, which would set up an acceptable Irish backstop plan.
This amendment, I'm going to explain this. This amendment will give the mandate I need to negotiate with Brussels an arrangement that commands a majority in this House. One that ensures we leave with a deal and addresses the House's concerns while guaranteeing no return to the hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
That's not the only amendment on the table, though. There's also one from the opposition Labour Party, which would push the March 29th Brexit deadline back. Theresa May was asking if she was ruling that out.
Is she ruling out any extension of Article 50?
I have been very clear, and I've said earlier, the process that we will follow, if we get a deal and we bring it back to this House, or if we haven't got a deal, we'll give this House opportunities, through amendable motions, to state their view as to what should happen at that point in time.
That's not really a clear answer. The other thing that Labour is pushing is a guarantee that there will not be a no-deal Brexit. Here's the opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn.
If the House today votes to remove the immediate threat of crashing out without a deal on the 29th of March, as I fervently hope it does and will, then I will be happy to meet the Prime Minister to discuss a sensible solution.
Still absolutely not clear what's going to happen here. Theresa may or may not go back to the EU. The EU may or may not be willing to negotiate with her further. They're making it pretty clear that they're not. And the Prime Minister may or may not extend the deadline. If she doesn't, we are now less than 1 month out from Brexit. Across the Atlantic, there's interesting stuff happening in the US Senate Intelligence Committee, where the Trump administration's intelligence chiefs have been talking about China, as you've been discussing. But they've also been contradicting the president on some key foreign policy issues. Last year, President Trump tweeted after his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea, and he urged Americans to sleep well tonight. Overnight, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, wasn't so sure.
Kim Jong-un continues to demonstrate openness to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Having said that, we currently assess that North Korea will seek to retain its WMD capabilities and is unlikely to completely give up its nuclear weapons and production capabilities because its leaders ultimately view nuclear weapons as critical to regime survival.
Additionally, last year, President Trump said that ISIS had been defeated.
We have won against ISIS. We've beaten them and we've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land. And now it's time for our troops to come back home.
But here's the CIA director, Gina Haspel, and Dan Coates speaking last night.
It is, of course, accurate that ISIS has suffered significant leadership losses and near total loss of territorial control. But, of course, they're still dangerous, which is your point, and they're the largest Sunni terrorist group, and they still command thousands of fighters in Iraq and Syria.
We see those that were engaged in Syria moving to other ungoverned spaces. ISIS will continue to be a threat to the United States.
Dan Coates also talked about the threat of Russia and China, who he says are working together more closely than they have in the past. And he also said that US elections continue to be under threat. He also talked about the potential threats Europe and the UK could face if they are weakened by a no-deal Brexit. Lots going on, Fran.
Plenty going on, Matt. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7:08.